We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're married, listen up. Sarah knows the biggest predictor of a divorce.
So as you guys know, I'm obsessed with Dax Shepard. He had a man that is named Dr. John Gottman, and he's ancient. He's super old. Mm-hmm. And he has been researching relationships for years and years, and he can predict divorce with over 90% accuracy.
Oh, boy. Like, here we go.
He can get into a room, and he's not like some guy that you call and you talk to him, and he, you know, waves his magic wand.
Not
or looks
a psychic?
Into the, no, he doesn't look into the crystal ball and decide if you're going to get divorced. He just knows what destroys marriages. And he has done so much research that he can sit in a room and watch a couple interact and with 90% accuracy know if you're going to make it or not. And
wow.
I was like, whoa.
That's pretty high, dude.
Is there something you can say right now that will help us decide whether or not we're going to get a divorce?
He calls it the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Okay.
Jeez. There are specific negative communication patterns that predict divorce. And there's one.
Wait, Alex, will you be honest?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you and Andrew are getting divorced.
All right, cool.
I'll be honest too. Here we go.
Okay.
Ladies, stand by for the results.
So I'm going to go from not as bad to the number one thing that's the worst thing you can have in a marriage ever because it will destroy it.
Well, it's just four things, right? So you're going to start at the fourth.
Yeah, I'm going to start at the fourth. The fourth is stonewalling. Stonewalling occurs when the listener withdraws from the interaction, shuts down, and simply stops responding to their partner.
She'll look at me and say, hey, are you going deaf? Did you not hear me? I'm like, oh, I heard you. It's not that I'm like tuning her out, but I just said, yeah.
All right.
So it becomes a bad habit pretty quickly. And unfortunately, stonewalling isn't easy to stop. But if you feel like you're stonewalling during a conflict, stop the discussion and ask your partner to take a break. So if you have stonewalling, that is bad news. Another thing you want to not have in a marriage, because it is a predictor of divorce, is defensiveness, which is typically a response to criticism. We've all been defensive, and this horseman is nearly omnipresent when relationships are on the rocks. When we feel unjustly accused, we fish for excuses and play the innocent victim so that our partner will back off. Unfortunately, this strategy is almost never successful, and our excuses just tell our partner that we don't take their concerns seriously and that we won't take responsibility for our mistakes.
All right.
Criticism. That is another indicator that you are headed towards divorce. Criticizing your partner is different than offering a critique or voicing a complaint. The latter two are about specific issues, whereas the former is an attack. It is an attack on your partner at the core of their character. In effect, you are dismantling their whole being when you criticize them. Then the one that's the worst, the one that if you have this in your relationship,
all right,
it is bad news.
All
and
right.
I think I can say with pretty big confidence that you guys don't have this with your wives currently.
We better not.
Again, I'm not like, you know, in your room during your conversations, but this is something you shouldn't have in your day-to-day life, and you should definitely not have it in the arguments that you have with your spouse.
All right. And it is
contempt.
What's that?
Contempt. When we communicate in this state, we are truly mean. We treat others with disrespect, mock them with sarcasm, ridicule, call them names, mimic, use body language such as eye rolling or scoffing. The target of contempt is made to feel despised and worthless.
Yeah, no, I absolutely do not have that in my relationship. And I've seen it before, and I think it really, it's number one for sure. Because when it gets to that point, you really truly hate your partner.
Yep. You see this on these like messed up couple shows. Like,
yes,
everything you
absolutely.
Said, it's like you know, they see that couple and you're like, oh my gosh, they're a wreck. Thank God I'm not that couple.
So this man who has been studying relationships for years and years and years and can predict divorce with over 90% accuracy says that contempt is the most destructive of the four horsemen because it conveys I'm better than you and I don't respect you. And then something I learned that was really interesting, he was asked, what do you do when you're in an argument with your wife? And he says that he's not a good listener. She never feels that he listens to her. So what he does is is he actually brings out a piece of paper and writes things down. And she knows that he has good intentions. He's not doing it in an obnoxious way. He's not doing it in a way of, well, let me write it down because you have so much to say. They've already had that discussion. And he'll even ask her to repeat herself if he didn't write it all down. And so she kind of gives him that. And then his answer is that he writes everything down so that he can know what exactly he was doing wrong and ponder it.
She has to cut him some slack, and if he falls asleep while talking, he's knighting.
I mean, come
give
on.
A break.
Give a brother a chance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.